All we ask is you love us and like us as well. We're desperate for attention and we're needy as hell. All we ask is you want us. We'll give you our thanks, 'cause our egos are gigantic and we're both wearing Spanx. So don't be apprehensive, 'cause limos are expensive. Just love me even more than I love Melissa.
It's Jeff.
Jeff, Jeff. Let's try that top note one more time, shall we? Even more than I love
Comedy legends Steve Martin and Martin Short have joined forces for their hit show, Now You See Them, Soon You Won't. And they'll be bringing it to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on Friday night, September 13th. They'll be joined by Grammy Award-winning bluegrass band the Steep Canyon Rangers and Jeff Babko. The comedy duo present new material in a variety of musical sketches and conversations about their iconic careers, most memorable encounters, and of course, their legendary lives in show business. The jokes come at you at a rapid-fire pace with little setup and big punchlines as they mock Hollywood, the fickle nature of celebrity, and, of course, they roast each other unmercifully. I am pleased to say they have both agreed to come back on the show to talk to us and to promote the big show at SPAC. And we welcome Steve Martin and Martin Short back to the roundtable. Gentlemen, hello. How's everything?
We're great. We're excited to be on your radio station.
WAMC, but it's close enough.
Oh, good. WAMC. That's a good one.
Well, you're going to be in our region. You're going to be at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. You're also going to be at the Springfield Symphony Hall in Springfield. Both are in our region. It is very exciting to have you both. Last time I spoke to you, I believe, was for your Tanglewood date. So I'm thrilled that you both agree to come back on the program.
You must
thank you very much.
Have run out of questions. If you interviewed us before, because you know all our answers.
You know, here's an interesting story. Steve Martin, you several years ago, you and I did a show here in Albany at the Palace Theater, and you were on stage, and I interviewed you for like an hour and a half.
Oh,
and then
I love that.
And then
that's
you
always so much fun. And you were great, by the way.
Thank you. And then you replaced me with Martin Short.
Yeah, wait a minute. Did you say Albany?
Yeah, it was Albany. It was Albany.
Oh, never mind.
No, it's all coming back for him now.
Yeah, but now.
I get to go lie down. I just thought of Albany.
Well, it's great to have you both back on the program. You know, the last time I think you were, the show has a new name. It's Now You See Them, Soon You Won't. So I assume it's an all-new show.
That's right.
What has that been like to put that together?
It's an 80% all-new show, because there are certain bits that, by the way, Marty, I realize you haven't even said one word yet, but there's certain bits
that
the audience likes to see again, so we leave them in.
80% Steve has...
What'd you say, Marty?
80% Steve has new material, and 20% is my material.
Yeah, all right.
So, in putting that together, and Martin, welcome. It's very nice to have you on the interview. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What
a line.
What has it been like for you to work on this? And I assume this is always a work in progress. You're always honing this and having fun with one another.
We absolutely
are. That's certainly in the intention, and it's true. I think what the gimmick of the show ultimately is, it that it's palpable that we're enjoying being there and each other, and it's filled with a billion jokes, and the music, Steep Canyon Rangers are killer, and Jeff Babko is brilliant. And it's a really very solid show.
So, Steve, how did it come together? Because I've heard you, I think the last time you were here, you were talking about it being sort of two shows that were merged together. I mean, Marty had his show, you had your show, and then you put them together.
That's exactly right. But what happened after that? That just sort of gave us, you know, an hour and 45-minute show. But then we've been doing it. How long, Marty? 6 years? And then we started thinking, how can we make it more of a together show? And I think we've succeeded.
So do you think of yourself now, Martin, as like a comedy team?
No, I think that we do these shows a lot together, and we are a great team. But we both do many, many individual things, and that's what keeps it all very interesting.
You have your moment to shine. Steve has his moment to shine, and then of course you're on together a lot, and it's very funny. There's tension.
The reason when you thought, well, do you do things on your own? When Marty does things on his own, you don't really hear about them. It's a talk about, you know, I think Marty, do you get a satisfaction from being under the radar? Is that?
Would you like to respond to that?
It is kind of nice.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I was going to say that this is much of how the show is, the two of you ribbing each other, and you even refer to it in the show as this kind of false Hollywood likability or friendship, if you will.
Is it? Right. I think it's just actually, no, I would say what it really is more is two friends kidding each other.
There you go.
And I'm sure you and your friends kid each other, and that's what it really is, except that we do it in front of thousands of people.
And it's very funny. It's very,
and I'm
very
paid
funny.
Way more than you and your friends. Right.
Absolutely. Now, Steve, it is it's funny because I saw you years and years and years ago. You're going to be at SPAC with Martin on Friday night, and it is I saw you at SPAC way back.
Yeah, Friday night, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Way back when you were still just doing stand up. You were doing stand up, and so I mean, do you remember those dates at all, or is that just a blur at this point?
Well, first of all, way back to me is Thursday, so. I do remember certain things, but as I said in my book, you know, when you're performing stand-up...
Which no one's read.
Yeah, in theater, when you're performing in theaters, you really just see a spotlight and everything is black. So every play, and in the day, you're sleeping, especially when I was younger and just traveling completely alone, with the exception of my tour manager. And so places become a blur. And now, traveling with Marty, when I'm more adult and we are aware of our circumstances and we rehearse during the day, we actually get to see the towns we're going to. So I'm not even sure if this is was your question. I'm just saying it's a lot more fun traveling with someone you can share things with than just traveling by oneself.
Not only was...
So I do remember old days a bit, you know, but there's not a lot to remember. It was a blur.
And not only did you answer the question beautifully, but you also set me up for the next one, which was because you have said that it is more fun it being two of you, and I guess and I assume, Martin, you agree with that it's fun to have a partner on stage with you.
Oh, well, I always kind of felt that. I never really did stand up, you know. That was not, I was from Second City. So if you did an improv with Eugene Levy or, you know, Catherine O'Hara, people with talent, which is, for me, is a long time ago, but you'd feel, even if you both bombed, you'd now share that over a drink later. And
right.
So it's just fun. It's a joint experience, and therefore its importance is reduced.
When the two of you are there and you have your material and you're going and you're doing the show, is it just, it seems from having seen it the show a couple of times now, it seems as though you're still just joyful. It's still, there is a great joy for both of you in doing what you're doing.
It's actually true. We really do enjoy it. We enjoy the rehearsal, we enjoy the show, and we enjoy the aftermath, meaning wine.
What are the rehearsals
the
like?
Thing we do. We have a very good stage manager.
They're very focused.
And the band rehearses and the sound.
And we will rehearse new material. Yeah. That's where we rehearse the new material. And or we re-rehearse old material. We always like to, especially if we haven't done the show for a month.
Are you?
But the sound engineer needs to hear us in that hall, so we have to play and do things for a while to get it all tuned up.
Do you see yourself each? I mean, the show is now. You see them soon. You won't. But do you see yourself doing this for a while? Something that you want to keep on doing together?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's truly a question of how long we're welcome. You know.
Well, I think you're always welcome. You're certainly always welcome in these venues, and we look forward to having you. Steve Martin and Martin Short will bring their hit show, Now You See Them, Soon You Won't, to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on Friday night, September 13th. They will be joined by the Grammy Award-winning bluegrass band, the Steep Canyon Rangers, and Jeff Babko. You can find out more at SPAC.org. Steve Martin, Martin Short, a delight to speak to you both again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us on, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yay! SPAC.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.